The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol, him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest, as we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim l'Masechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Dalet. Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanichenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Gimal Amud Bet, and we are starting 8 lines from the bottom. In our last sugya, we were looking for a source of how do we know that the erva, the 15 ervot, arayot, are oser, meaning you cannot make yibum if the yabam falls to an erva. He cannot make yibum. And then we wanted to know, how do you know that tsara also becomes asur? And how do you know tsarot tsarotem, how does it become asur? So the Gemara brought an ayah from the pesukim by Ahot Ishto. So the pasuk says that there's a word by Ahot Ishto that you're not allowed to take her, aleha behayeha. So the Gemara said the word aleha is extra. Aleha, we made a hekesh to Yibamot, because in the pasuk of Yibama, it also says Yibama Yavo Aleha. So he said that just like the pasuk of Yibama we're talking about when he's doing a mitzvah of Yibum, so too in the pasuk of it that talks about Achot Eshto, it's talking about doing a mitzvah of Yibum, and the pasuk says Lo Teka, do not do it. So therefore, you see over here that the Achot Eshto is Asur. So the Gemara says, okay, that's only one. How do you know everything else? I'm saying from a mamatzinu. Common denominator between Achot Eshto is it's an Erva. It's Shigigato Hatat Zedono Karet. So too, all the Arayot that are Shigigato Hatat and Zedono Karet are going to be in the same category, and therefore going to be also not eligible for Yibum. That should be noted. All the Arayot in the Mishnah are eligible to Karet. Some are eligible for Sekira. But or serifa, but everyone is eligible for karet. Meaning, if there's no witnesses and the guy did it b'mezid, so it's karet. You only get a mitat bet din if there was witnesses. So therefore, all of them are subject to a karet punishment. So the Gemara says, okay, now how do you know tsarot? So the Gemara said, well, tsarot, you know, because by Ahot Isha, because Pasuk says lo tikach litzror, tsror medashon. Tzarot. Okay, so the tzara also becomes asura. So the Gemara said from that, okay, you only know Achot Isha, Achot Eshto. How do you know all the other ones? Say Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, that this is an Erva, and it's Zedono Karet, and it's Shigigo Hatat, and Yibama is asura, the Yibam is asur to it, and Tzarotem is asur. So too, all the other ones. How do you know Tzarot, Tzarotem? So the Gemara has a derasha from the word Litzror. The tsror is double language, siror. So therefore, it teaches you even sarot, sarot to him. Beautiful. So it only teaches you what? The isur. So now the Gemara says, Azara shama'nu. We heard the Azara, we heard the warning. Onish minayin. How do you know the punishment? Jeez, how do you know now there's a punishment if somebody does such a thing? So comes the Gemara and says, which means if somebody was miyabim in the Ayrava, or the tsara, how do you know there's an onish? Amar kera ki kol asher yase mikol hatoevot ha'ele v'nechritu ha'nefeshot ta'asot mekerev amam, which is at the end of the parasha of Arayot. It says, Kichol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaTo'evot. The fact that it comes and says from all the Ta'evot, it's coming to include even the case of somebody Yabam that comes with the, goes with the Arva, and Tzarotim, and Tzarotim. So that all-inclusive Pasuk at the end that says any of the Arayot that anybody goes with, that's including these cases we just said. What's the punishment? V'nichneta is going to be karet. So that's how we know the onesh. So now the Gemara goes for the Tama, Dichtiv, Rahmana, Aleha. So the whole reason why you know that the Abam is Asur to the Irva, the 15 Arayot, is because of the Midrasha of Aleha. That's written by Achot Eshto. Ha lav hache. But if it didn't say Aleha, Hava Amina Achot Isha, which means I would have said that this Irva is subject to Yibum, even though she is Achot Ishto, which means even though it's his wife's sister. Which is, again, we're talking about the source Pasuk. The source Pasuk was Achot Ishto. Without this Dirasha to exclude them from Yibum, I would have said, you make Yibum. So the Gemara says, my Ta'ma, what's the mechanics? How would they let you make an Isur? You're going with your wife's sister, that's Yisur Min HaTorah. How could they say, however, have I mean to think that you can make your boom without hot store? So it says, the rule is, so the positive commandment of your boom would be dohe, the lo ta'aseh of a hot store. But a hot store says, well, not tikah. You cannot take. But your boom, it says, mitzvah ta'aseh, that you have to make your boom, right? So therefore, we have a rule throughout the Torah. Aseh, dohe, lo ta'aseh. So if it wasn't for this exclusion, I would have used the rule aseh, dohe, lo ta'aseh and allow the Yibum to take place. So the Gemara says, hold it. Imar dam lina na ta'aseh v'dache lo ta'aseh. When do we say the rule of aseh, dohe, lo ta'aseh? Lo ta'aseh gireda. When it's just the lo ta'aseh alone. Lo ta'aseh sheyesh bo karet. Mi dache? But a lo ta'aseh that has karet. Do we say the rule of aseh, dohe, lo ta'aseh? And Ahot Ishto is Bekaret. And therefore, I would not say Aseh Dohe Lo Taseh. Therefore, what do I need an exclusionary Pasuk? Anyway, it's Asur. It's Asur because it's a Lo Taseh of Ahot Ishto. What do I need to tell me? No, Aliyah comes and says you don't make Yibum. Why would I think you make Yibum? Because of Aseh Dohe Lo Taseh? Aseh Dohe Lo Taseh is only what? In a normal case, a Lo Taseh. But this is a Lo Taseh Sheesh Mokaret. So therefore, there's, anyway, there's no Aseh Lo Taseh. So she's Be'isur. Why do we need a Pasuk to exclude her? She's Asur anyway from the Lo Taseh of Lo Tikah. Now, Tosfot, it's the question of it. Tosfot says, what are you talking about? Every Yibum is a Lo Taseh Sheesh Mokaret. Because well, every time you make Yibum, you're getting married to Eshet Ach. So Eshet Ach is a lot of the Torah, and it has karet to it. So that you see that the mitzvah asim yibum is nohem. So he comes along and says, no, you have no raya from that pasuk, because that already is every yibum. Every yibum is that. If you're going to take away that, then you're not going to have the mitzvah of yibum. So by Eshet Ach already, that is pshat yibum. You're marrying your brother's wife, but we're talking about outside cases now, which means now you have already she's your wife's sister and all the other now you want to say also aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. No, now already I have your boom already established, but normally I'm not going to say aseh dohe lo ta'aseh bekaret. Now, just stam to know what's the logic why aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. This is a very famous Ramban. Why should the aseh override a lo ta'aseh, just in general? So he says like this: when a person does a aseh, a positive deed, that shows his ahavat Hashem. When a person refrains from doing a lo ta'aseh, that shows yirat Hashem. Ahava overrides yirah. So therefore, aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. If you have a way to show your ahavat Hashem to doing an aseh, it'll override the lo ta'aseh. Because lo ta'aseh, not minimizing, but just shows yirah, fear, you're abstaining. But aseh is a deed, therefore it's ahava. Ahava overrides yirah. In any event, that's the Gemara's first question. What do you need exclusionary pasuk? The aseh is not going to dohe the lo ta'aseh anyway over here because the lo ta'aseh has a karet. Secondly, the Gemara says, v'tu, and furthermore, lo ta'aseh gireda minalan dedahe. And the Gemara goes off on a second question. Stam, what's your source? How do you know aseh dohe lo ta'aseh because of the Torah? which means, what's the proof? Somebody would ask you, how do you know Aseh Duhay Lo Taseh? What's the source of the Torah that a mitzvah Aseh Duhay Lo Taseh? So the Gemara says, Dichtiv, it's actually a pasuk by Sisit. It says, Lo Tilba Sha'atnez. I do not wear Sha'atnez. What's Sha'atnez? Sibir Fishtim, a woolen linen mixture. And what's the next pasuk right after that? Gididim Taseh Lach. Make for yourself fringes. Make for yourself sisiyot. So the Gemara is doreshing over here a principle called simuchim. We have two pesukim that are juxtaposed next to each other. Why would the Torah juxtapose sha'atnez next to sisit? To tell me, lo tilbash sha'atnez, do not wear sha'atnez semiru fishtim yahdav, but what? Yedidim ta'aselach. When it comes to making your sisiyot, you can even put them, wear them with sha'atnez. V'amar bir azar, simuchim in a Torah minayin, how do you know a doresh? Simuchim. When you have pesukim that are juxtaposed to each other, you can be doresh them. Shnei emar simuchim laad leolam asuyim beemet viyashar. They based on the pesuk simuchim laad leolam. The simuchim of the Torah asuyim beemet viyashar. They're done in the emet way. If you're able to be doresh, so therefore, what do you see over here? There's a lot taaseh of shatnez, and there's a positive commandment of sisit. So you see, the mitzvah taaseh of sisit is no chayda lot taaseh of shatnez, which you can have woolen linen mixture. Like you can have the garment, let's say, made out of linen, and the tekelet is made out of wool. But they have to put the tekelet string. The blue string is made out of wool. So therefore, wool and linen together. So therefore, you see what? A classic source of asid or halot asid. Tosfot over here is an interesting question. Tosfot says, oh, if you're making this derasha over here, that it's dohe shatnez, I could also add a derasha that ladies will be hayavot and sisit. Because I can say, just like ladies are hayavot in sha'atnez, a lady cannot wear sha'atnez, so gedirim ta'aselach, also hayav in sisit. I mean, whoever's hayav in sha'atnez is hayav in sisit, so therefore make ladies hayavot. So Sfot comes along and says, no, really sisit would be a mitzvah ta'aseh shazman gerama, because it's bound by time, according to the opinion that says, Laila loves man sisit. So therefore, you had a half a minute to think ladies are going to be hayavot, because of his derasha, but the maskana, he says the peturot because of the mitzvah taaseh shazeman gerama. In any event, comes the Gemara and continues. V'amar av sheshat amar bir azam shum bir azam bin azariya minayin liyebama shenafna lifnei mukat shchin she'en chosmin ota. Let's say you have a yebama, right, lady that subject to the law of yibum. She falls now to a yavam. The yavam is mukat shchin. He's an ugly guy with boils all over his face. She doesn't want to marry this guy. So she has claims. She says, I don't want to get involved with this guy. I don't want to marry this guy. So how do you know in chosmin ota? You don't muzzle her. Meaning you don't muzzle her claims. Meaning you accept her claims and you allow halitza to be done. Hey, Gemara's this question. How do you know a yibama that falls to a mukat shchein, you don't muzzle her? So the Gemara says, Shneimar, lo tahsom shor bedisho, usmich le ki yeshu achim yahdav. We have another simichut. The pasuk says, when a person is plowing, let's say with his ox, he's not allowed to muzzle his ox when they're plowing. You have to let the ox eat. It's sar ba'al hayim to let him plow and not be able to eat. So you can't muzzle the ox. And what is the next pasuk right after the tahsom shor bedisho? When brothers are going to be together, I mean, that's the law of yibum. So you see what? Lo tahsom shor bedisho is applying also to yibum. That what? Don't muzzle her. Meaning in a certain case, where she don't want to marry the guy, you have to listen to her. So you see again the inyan of simichot, sumchin. That what? We go with the inyan, we have two pesukim that are close to each other, you can be doresh them. So Tosfot has a question of it. Tosfot says, okay, the second that Hashem is saying, lo tahsom, do not muzzle, just like you don't muzzle a shor, next pasuk, you don't muzzle the yevama. So learn the previous drasha the same way. Lo tilbash sha'atnez, gidrim ta'aselach. Don't wear sha'atnez, also don't wear sha'atnez by sisit. How above did you learn the drasha the other way? You learned, don't wear sha'atnez, but by sisit, you can. Learn it in the same direction, like you learned the lo tahsom. Lo tahsom, do not muzzle the shor, and do not muzzle the yevama. It's do not. You kept the lo tahsom going across. So Tosfot says, if that's the case, I wouldn't need a derasha of simichut. Because, why would I think that sha'atnez is mutar by sisit? Just don't say anything. You don't make the simichut. Well, why would I think that sha'atnez is mutar? Sha'atnez is asur even by sisit. And the fact that it's putting it next to it must be telling me a hiddush that what? That really it is indeed mutar. The Amar of Yosef, afilu lemandelo darish simuchin be'alma. There is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't go with this Dirashav Simuchim. He doesn't hold this Dirashah. It's not one of his items. He doesn't Doresh it. However, in Mishneh Torah, Darish, in Mishneh Torah, in the book of Devarim, he's Doresh. We'll see why. So they're all Dirashot outside of Devarim. Sometimes he's Doresh, sometimes he's not. That's really what it means. But in Devarim, Simichot, he is Doresh. Why Da'ar, Rabbi Yehuda Ba'alma, lo Darish? Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, normally he doesn't go with this Dirashav Simuchim. But in Mishneh Torah, Darish. But in the book of Devarim, he's Doresh. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Ba'alma, min alam de lo Darish. How do you know that in generally speaking, Rabbi Yehuda is not Doresh Simuchim? Detanya. Ben Azai Omer, Ne'emar, Mechashefa, lo Tehayev. Right? That's a witch. That's a lady, or a man for that matter, that is involved in witchcraft. So what does the deen say? Lo Tehayev. We have to put them to death. And what's the pasuk right next to it? Anybody that cohabitates with an animal, for example, the lady that cohabitates with an animal, we kill the lady. Samchu enyan lo. So there was a semichut between mechashefa and shochivim behema. Ma shochivim behema. Biskila. Shochivim behema. The punishment is sikila because it says by the lady that is with the animal, it says demehem bam. Okay, demehem bam, and we have another pasuk by Oven Yedaoni. That's also a type of magic. The people that put bones under people and things like that to get spirits to speak. So the punishment of Oven Yedaoni, it says also sikida, but it says demehem bam. So therefore, demehem bam teaches me what that the shochivim behema is sikida, and it's juxtaposed next to the pasuk of mechashefa. To teach me also the Mechashefa is also going to get Sekila. Up Mechashefa, Beskila. Okay, that's Tarekama. Amma le Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go for this. Vichi mipnei shesamchu anyan lo notzi ze leskila. What? Just because they're samuk to each other, the Pesukim of Mechashefa and Shechim and Behema, you're going to give Mechashefa the most stringent of the punishment, Sekila. Sekila is the most strict of the mitot bedin. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, on a simichut, you're going to give Mechashefa the strictness of the punishments. Ela ovi yedeoni bichlan mechashefim ayu. He said, "I'll tell you what the derash is. Oven yedeoni are specific type of witches. That's a prat. Why did the pasuk have to be poret? Isn't it in the klal of mechashefa? Why did you need a separate pasuk to talk about oven yedeoni? Now we have a rule. Kol shaya bichlal viyatsa." It was in the klal mechashefa viyatsa lo lelamed al atzmo yatsa. It didn't come to teach only on itself. Ela lelamed al klal kullo yatsa. Ela the oven yedoni is not coming to teach you on itself. It's coming to teach you on everything. And therefore, velama yatsa lekish lahem v'lomar dekama oven yedoni beskila ap mechashefa beskila. So therefore, you see why the Biyuda does not do this simuchim outside of Mishneh Torah, because these pesukim of mechashefa and kosher kivim behema is not in Mishneh Torah. So we proved you that the Biyudah doesn't go with Simuchim outside of Mishneh Torah, the book of Devarim. The guy goes the other way. Well, in Mishneh Torah, how do you know he is Doresh? Right? Now you got to show me your proof that in the book of Devarim, he is Doresh Simuchim, the Biyudah. Ditnan, we have a shita of Hakamim. Nose Adam Anusat Aviv. According to Tanakama, a man is allowed to marry Anusat Aviv. That is the lady that his wife was that his father was ma'anis, raped a lady. Okay, ma'anis, that means rape. So again, noseh adam anusat abiv. The father raped a lady. His son can marry that lady. There's no ishut in anus. They didn't marry that lady. So ma'anis, ma'anis, no ishut. Therefore, the son can marry that lady. Umfutat abiv. Oh, he seduced her. Anusat beno. Umfutat beno. Or for that matter, a person is allowed to marry anusat beno. The lady that his son was ma'anes or mifateh, or he seduced. The Biyuda oser ba'anusat abib mufutet abib. But the Biyuda comes along and says, no, anusat abib, the lady that was raped by the father or seduced by the father, anusat mifuteh is asur. Now, we're going to learn, how does the Biyuda know anusat abib is asur? He's going to actually learn it from simuchim in Mishneh Torah. So that's going to be a proof that he holds of Simuchim in Mishneh Torah. How? V'amarav gida l'amarav, mai ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda, dichtiv, lo yikach ish et eshet aviv. Right, a fellow should not take his father's wife, that's a regular father's wife, eshet aviv, v'lo yigale knaf aviv. The pasuk says, do not reveal literally your father's corner. which the that's in a remiz way, which means the lady that your father was with, that revealed Kanaf Aviv, that revealed your father's corner, do not go with. Now, how do we know this is talking about an anusa? It just says, how do we know it means the lady that your father was? Madness. So it says, Kanaf Shira Aviv, right? Kanaf, the corner that your father, so which means the lady that your father was with, Kanaf, the lady that your father was with, Lo Yigale, the son cannot go with. How do you know someone in Anusa? Kitiv, Me'ilavi, because above was the Pasuk say, Dikra, Dikhtiv, Venatana, Isha Shokhif, Imal, Avia Nara, Hamishim Kasif. The Pasuk right before that talks about somebody that rapes a lady, Ma'nes a lady, so he has to pay the father of that girl penalty 50 kesef. And then Pasuk is Lo Yikach Ish, Lo Yigale Kanaf Aviv. So then we see the Pasuk of Anusa is written next to the Pasuk of Lo Yigale. And therefore, what do we learn from over here? That Pasuk that was talking about the father must have been he was Ma'nes a lady. And the Pasuk, I don't know, because the Pasuk before was talking about Anusa. And it's talking about his Ma'nes a lady. What does the Pasuk say? Do not take such a lady. So what do you see over here? Anusat Aviv is Asura based on a Semichut of Pesukim in Mishneh Torah. So therefore you see the Yehuda agrees with Semichut of Mishneh Torah. Oh, so what do the rabbis do? The rabbis say Anusat Aviv is Mutar. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, what do the rabbis do? Yeva Samich Leket Kamar. Which is, if they were back-to-back Pesukim, juxtaposed back-to-back, you're right, I agree with you. However, Ashta Delo Samich Le, but now it's really not Samuch, which is there's another Pasuk in between, so therefore, I'm not going to say it's talking about an anusa. I'm going to talk about a different case, which is lo yigale knaf. I'm not bound to learn it on anusa because it's not samuch really. There's a pasuk in between, so therefore, I'm going to learn for another hadush. What's the case? Bishomeret yavam hakatuv medaber ve'la'avor alav b'shnei lavim. What is a case of a Shomeret Yavam? Shomeret Yavam is like this. Let's say the Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay? The Reuven has a son, Hanoch. Okay? The Reuven's married. Everything's good. And now what happens? The Reuven dies. Okay? Now Shimon has to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. Okay? Now, this lady that is now the Shomeret, no, actually, Hela, just to be clear again, I said the reverse way. Go to page 33, so we don't waste time. Go to 33 in your books. Shomeret Yabam, HaKetuv Medaber. The Reuven and Shimon are indeed brothers. The Reuven is married to Hana, Shimon is married to Rut. The Reuven has a son, Hanoch. Good? Shimon dies. Okay, that's the case. Shimon dies, so now you have a situation over here. Reuven has to make Yibum with Rut. Okay, what happens over here? Hanoch is asur to marry Rut because Rut is considered the Shomeret Yavam of his father. Okay, which means really Rut is falling to the father. Now we know anybody that's a Shomeret Yavam, there's a standing isur, you cannot marry a Shomeret Yavam, any Shomeret Yavam, because she's not yours, she's really falling to the Yavam. So it includes Hanoch, by the way. Now the Pasuk is coming to add on a second love. Forget about the standard isur of marrying a Shomeret Yavam, but Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv is coming to tell you what? That the Knaf, the lady that's destined to be your father's, that's after learning that Pasuk, is also going to be Asura. So that's what the rabbis learned the Pasuk of Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. So about that, you cannot marry the Shomeret Yavam of your father. And that's a second love, by the way. It's actually, according to the Tosafot, a third love. Because it's also his aunt. It's his father's brother's wife. That's also a soul. So technically, there's actually a third love here, as well as Tosafot points out. But the point is, there's three loves. There's a regular Shomeret Yavam you can't marry. Shomeret Yavam, any Shomeret Yavam you can't marry. And then you have the Lo Yigale Knaf. And then you have the Yisud of, it's the uncle, it's the aunt. So therefore, that's what the rabbis do for this. Okay, good. The Mishneh Torah, Gemara says two lines, second line, wide line. Why? What's the logic? Why does Rabbi Yehuda dafka doresh simuchin in Mishneh Torah as opposed to the rest of the Torah? One of two reasons. Either because it's conclusive, which means whenever you'll read Pesukim in Mishneh Torah, you'll see that it's conclusive that you have to learn like that. From the Pesukim themselves, you'll see that you have to do the simuchim. Iba'etema mishum demufne. Or because they're extra. There's extra words. Now, granted, Tosfot explains, if you would find extra words outside of Mishneh Torah or conclusive outside of Mishneh Torah, you'd also do Resu Mukhin according to Rabbi Yehuda. He's just saying in Mishneh Torah, it's always either Mukhah or Mufneh, either conclusive or extra words. Now the Gemara is going to start. He'll prove to you now. How do I know it's Mukhah? For example, in the case of Arayot. In this case over here, we said Anusat Abiv is Asur. Because we had a juxtaposition between the case of Anusa and the case of Lo Yigale Kenaf. Why is that Mukhah? So he says, because he says like this, if you're talking about, like the rabbis want to say, that it's talking about a case of Shomeret Yavam, that the Hanukh, the son, is not allowed to marry his father's Shomeret Yavam, his father's wife, actually, his father's potential wife. So that's another one of the arayot, which is that, that's a standing arva already in Parashat Harimot. We know that already. You cannot take the Shomeret Yavam already. You're not allowed to take your father's wife already. So that's in the same subject. Why would it put this pasuk over here? Put it in Parashat Arayot. From the fact that it juxtaposed it over here, Anusa next to Lo Yigale Knaf, must be it's coming to teach you Hidush in Anusa. If it was giving you a regular standard, don't take your father's wife. What's doing over there next to Anusha? Put it in the Parashat Arayot, next to the Parashat of Arayot. So it's Mukhah from the placement that it must be talking about the Hadush of Simuchim, that what? That's teaching you Anusat Abib is going to be a surah. In Parashat Arayot, it doesn't talk about Anusha explicitly. Here, it puts Anusha next to Lo Yigale Kenaf Abib. If it was talking about a regular thing that you can't take your father's wife, Put it over there. With all the other issues, isn't there another lab over there? You can't take your father's wife. Put it over there. We're discussing the subject. If I'm going to put it over here, must be his mukach. Comes again when I says v'ibay temam shum demufne. Or I can tell you the words are extra. Dimken lichtov nachmana lo yikach ishet eshet abiv. Just let the pasuk say, don't take your father's wife. Lo yigale knaf abiv lamali. What do you need that second part? That second part of the pasuk is extra. Do not take knaf abiv. That's already extra. And now what is it coming to tell me? Shma mina le'afnuye. And what's the extraness? Teach me? Simuchim. Now from the fact we have extra words, now I can make a derasha of simichu. Because the pasuk starts off, lo yikach ish eshet abiv. What do you have to say? Ve'lo yigale knaf abiv. Lo yigale must be coming to tell me something extra. What is it coming to tell me extra? Dores simuchim. To tell me anusat abiv is going to be indeed asu. So therefore you see what? According to the Biyuda, either if it's Mukhah or it's Mufneh, you'll be Dores Simuchin in Perashat, in Sefer Devarim. Now Gemara says, V'gabe Sisit Nameh. By Sisit as well. The Perashat of Sisit, not the Vashatnes, Gidinim Ta'aselach, that was also in Mishneh Torah. So therefore the Biyuda is going to be Doresh, that you could wear Shatnes in Sisit, because of the Simuchin. So it says, "Iba etema mishum debuchach, iba etema mishum demufneh." I can tell you, either because it's conclusive, it's clear, or I'll tell you because it's open, it's extra. Iba etema mishum debuchach, diimken nichteve nachmanag beparashat sisit. Exactly. Why would the Torah in Sefer Devarim talk about sisit? Parashat sisit we have already in Parashat Shelach Lecha, which is in Bamidbar. Why would you put Parashat sisit in Devarim? Already we have Parashat sisit somewhere else. Ela, you must have put it there to juxtapose it to the law of Shatnez. Ela, to juxtapose it to Shatnez, to tell me that Shatnez is mutar by Sisit. So it's Mukhah. Again, what's the halakha? What is it doing here? Learning Sisit here? Put Sisit over there. Had it already, somewhere else. Which means, if you're discussing Sisit, put it in Parashat Shelach Lecha. Ela, from the fact that I put it over here, must be it's Mukhah to tell me, because it wants to put it next to Shatnez, to teach me what? Simuchim. Or I'll tell you because it is indeed Mufneh, it is extra. Why? Mechdi. Let's analyze. Katav, it says in Sefer Vayikra, Ubegid kilayim sha'atnez lo ya'ale alecha. Now we have a pasuk. You should not put a sha'atnez begid on you. Lo ya'ale. So that's one time it talks about that, right? Lo tilbash sha'atnez lamali. What do I need this pasuk of lo tilbash sha'atnez? It's extra. I have a pasuk again in Vayikra, but he told me I can't wear sha'atnez. Ubegid sha'atnez sha'atnez wa'alecha. So you see the word, the pasuk is extra. Extra to teach me what? Simuchim. The Gemara says, "Shmak mina lefnu ye." Gemara says, "No, it's not extra." Hane misrak sericha. I need both pesukim. Why? Diketiv rachmanan lo yale alecha. If you just put a pesuk and it said lo yale, do not put it on you. Have a mina kol derecha ala asa rachmanan. I would have said any way of putting shatnez clothes on you is asur ve'afilu mocher kesut. Even a guy who's selling clothes, I would tell you it's asur. Now that guy selling clothes, he doesn't have kavanat of hana'a. He's just carrying the clothes in order to go sell them. But if I only had that pasuk, I would tell you it says, lo ya'ale alecha, any type of putting it on your back, even a guy selling suits, he's not having kavanah for the hana'ah. He's just transporting, still is going to be asur. Katav rachmana lo telbash sha'atnez. So that's why I need the pasuk to tell me lo telbash. So tell me what? To miyad de libisha de eat be hana'ah. That the only time you're going to be hayav is when you're wearing it, meaning when you're putting it on you like somebody that wears it. Somebody that wears it for hana'ah. You have to have kavanah to be ne'eneh. The guy that's selling suits doesn't have kavanah to be ne'eneh. So therefore, I need a second pasuk of Lot al-Bash to tell me only derech hana'ah. Oh, now we go the other way. V'ikatav rachmanah Lot al-Bash. If the pasuk only said Lot al-Bash, sha'atnez, have a minadav ka levisha dinafisha na'yata. I would have said, yeah, you're only hayav on sha'atnez if you're wearing it in the normal manner, because you're really getting hana'a, meaning it's warming your body in the normal way. But I might have thought if you just throw it on your back, not wearing it, even if you have kavanah to be nehneh, I might say that's not enough hana'a, because you're not wearing it. And therefore, katav rachmana lo ya'ale alecha, to teach me what? That even that, which means so long as you have kavanah lihanot, even ha'ala'ah is going to be asur. So basically, we don't have any extra pesukim over here. I need the pesuk of lo ya'ale alecha, because you might have thought only levisha. I need the pesuk of levisha, because you might have thought not. I need levisha to teach me dafka derech hana'ah also. And therefore, ha'ala'ah, gai mochir kesut, is not going to be hayav. But bottom line, both pesukim are indeed necessary. So back to the question, Rabbi Yehuda, you said it's mufneh, and that's why you're directing simuchim to the sha'atnez pasuk. The sha'atnez pasuk is not mufneh. I need both pesukim. I need lo ya'ale alecha, and I need also lo tilbash sha'atnez. So where's the mufneh over here? Gemara says, im ken nechtov rachmana lo tilbash sha'atnez. Semir u'pishtim lamali. You know what's the extra? The word semir u'pishtim. And I'll tell you why outside, then we'll read it inside. Because I already know that sha'atnez is semir u'pishtim. You know how I know? Because in another pasuk it says, u'beged sha'atnez. Like we just read, beged sha'atnez lo ya'ale alecha. Beged. What does beged mean? So the B'Yishmael told us a very important hadush. I don't know what beged is. So I got to find somewhere in the Torah that talked about beged, and that's going to be my definition forever, what beged is. You know why I found the definition of beged? By nega'im. By garments that can receive a tum'at nega, it says the word beged. And what type of begadim receive nega'im, tum'at nega'im? Semer u'fishtim. Oh, so the Mishmah told us a beautiful hadush. Anytime it says the word beged, in the whole Torah, it's semer or fishtim, wool or linen. Beautiful. Now I go back to the sha'atnez pasuk. Beged, sha'atnez, magic word, beged. Beged I know already from the ga'im is what? Semer or fishtim. So then why by the pasuk of lo tilbash sha'atnez, semer or fishtim, semer or fishtim is extra. I know that already from the word beged. So the semer or fishtim is extra. That must be to juxtapose it to the sasit. To tell me what? Simuchim, you can wear it on the seat. Now give it says it inside. Mechdi. Ketiv ubeged kelayim sha'atnez lo ya'ale alecha. Vetana de Rabbi Ishmael. Hu'il v'nei imru b'torat setam begadim. For example, by sha'atnez, it just says begadim, beged. Uparat lecha ketuv be'ehad mehem seru peshtim. But in one case, by tumat negaim, the Torah was explicit that Tami is talking about semeru peshtim. Of course, semeru peshtim. So therefore, every time it says beged, including by shatnez, it must be talking about semeru peshtim. So semeru peshtim the kadav rahman alamali. So why do I have to write it then by shatnez? I know it says beged. What do you have to tell me about the shatnez semeru peshtim? Shma mina. Must be it's extra. It's open, and therefore, why not be doresh di simuchin? So he proved to us the words simru fishtim are actually extra. Kevarah says no. It's not extra. Ba'akate, still it's tarich. I need it. Salka da takamina ha'ala hi delona fishanata. I would have said like this. If I didn't have the word simru fishtim, you know what I would have said? When a guy is just putting the clothes on his back with kavanah to be nehenah, he wants to be nehenah, but he's not wearing it, I would have said, in that case, that's when semeru fishtim are going to be asur. Because the pasuk says, beged, lo ya'ale. I would say, in that case where the hana'ah is not so so much, because you're just putting it on your back, then I'm only going to osir semeru fishtim. But you know what I would have said? When you're wearing it, any two mixtures is going to be asur. Because there the hana'ah is plenty. So the person just would have said, lo tilbash sha'atnez. And it didn't tell simir pishtim. I would have said, when it comes to libisha, not only simir pishtim is going to be asur, any combination of any two materials is going to be asur. By ha'ala'ah, simir pishtim is asur. Only. Because that's not such a hana'ah. When you just put it on your back. But lot and bash, when you're wearing it, maybe I'll tell you everything. That's what I have to say. Simenu peshtim to tell you, no, relax. Even by levisha, only simenu peshtim. Simenu's not extra anymore. Look at it inside. Sakala da kamina ha'ala'a hi delona fishana ata. Ha'ala'a, when you're just putting it on your back, when such a chana'a, aval, levisha, dena fishana yata, kontre mine asar ahmara. I would say any two species the Torah forbids. Ketav rachmara semeru fishtim. So that's what the Torah wrote. Semeru fishtim to tell me. No. Even by levisha only semeru fishtim. So nothing's extra. Which means by it says by ha'ala. What does it say? Ubeged shatnez lo yale. What does beged mean? Semeru fishtim. Not the rule of Rabbi Ishmael. So I would have said, oh yeah, over there semeru fishtim. Only semeru fishtim. Well, because you're just putting it on your back. That's not such a na'ah. But if it just would have said then lotil bashatnez, I would have said, oh, lotil bashatnez, that's everything.
Even ha'ala.
No! Not even ha'ala. Any fabric that you wear, any two fabrics that you wear are going to be, because levisha is much greater. Hana'ah. Any two fabrics. That's what I have to say. Lotil bashatnez, semeru peshtim. You shouldn't, even by levisha, it's only semeru peshtim. So the Gemara says, if that's what the Gemara, the words were needed for, imken lishtok kera mineh. You could have kept quiet, Pasuk. You don't have to say anything. Why? V'titi sha'atnez, sha'atnez m'ha'ala'ah. I could have made a gezerah shava sha'atnez, sha'atnez. The Pasuk says, u'beged sha'atnez lo yala alecha. And what does beged sha'atnez mean? Sha'atnez is woolen linen. And then it says, lo tilbash sha'atnez. What is sha'atnez? Sha'atnez, sha'atnez, woolen linen. So I know already woolen linen by the word sha'atnez. So what is beged u'fishtim? What is simur fishtim? Ela must be it's extra. Extra, it's mufneh. Mufneh, therefore to learn the derashav, simuchit, to tell me even, shabnez by sasit. So ultimately the answer to the Gemara is, what's the extra part? Simur fishtim. Done? Comes the Gemara and says, v'tanet b'ribi Ishmael. This tanet b'ribi Ishmael. Tamad ikhtiv rahmana simur fishtim. The whole reason, what's the extra over here? The word simur fishtim. Why is it extra? Because already I know the word beged. Beged, according to Mishmael, is automatic simru peshtim. So I know by shatnez we're talking about simru peshtim. So therefore, the word simru peshtim, lo tilbash shatnez simru peshtim, that's the extra words. And then that teaches me the simichu to sasi. Beautiful. Halavache, without those extra words, kilayim besisid, hava mina de asar ahmana. Without these extra words, I would have thought that you cannot put shatnez in sasit. What's the zolder asha? Because you have extra words and have a simichut between sha'nez and sasit. Without this, you're telling me that according to Ishmael would be asur to put sha'nez and sasit? Can't be. Why? V'aketiv, I have a beferush pasuk. V'asur lahem sasit al kanfe b'chdehem. Let's go slow. It says clearly, Bigdehem. Now, what does Bigdehem mean? We know Kotel Bishmael. Either Tsemer or Pishtim. It means the garment. Let's take a case. Outside, we'll speak it out. You have a garment of linen, let's say. Very good. It says Bigdehem. It could be either wool or linen. Either. Not both. Either. The garment. This is not the sisiyot strings. I'm talking about the garment, okay? Let's say it's made out of linen. What is the tchelet, that blue string? What fabric is tchelet? The Gemara is going to prove methodically it's wool. So right, here's your proof already. Ve'asu lahem sisit al kanfei bigdehem. And we know already, according to Mishmer, the word begin can either mean wool or linen. So let's take a hypothetical. The begin is linen. Well, we know you have to wear tchelet, and we know tchelet is wool. Bingo, there's your shot, there's right there. So what do you have to give me? Semichut, extra words. According to the Mishmael, it should be very easy. Very simple. You see it in the Pesukim itself. Now, let me speak it outside first. How do you know that Tekhelet is wool? That's a standard question. So the Gemara is going to prove it to us because we know the Bigdei Kehuna. We have Pesukim by the Bigdei Kehuna. It says, on Yom Kippur, he wears the linen garments, and it says wool should not go on him. Implying what? That's on Kippur. But outside of Kippur, he has wool in his garments. Okay? Now, the linen garments are called bad. Okay, bad, that's the linen garments. The reason why they call it bad, because the way the linen grows, each one grows in a separate givol, in a separate stalk or stem. So like bad, like alone, levat. Each one grows alone. So they call it bigdei bad. Okay? That's linen. Now besides the linen garments, it says he had colored garments. Tchelet, argaman. Now they must be wool. Because if we know the Kohen wears linen garments plus wool garments, and we know bad is the linen garments, the other garments that he wears, the tchelet and the argaman, that must be wool. Tchelet is blue wool, and argaman is purple wool, just dyed. So what do you see over it? Tchelet is considered wool. How do you know that from? From the Kohen Gadol, from the Kohanim. So therefore the question according to the Bishmael is, what do you give me this whole derasha, simichut, and all that? Just say very simple. V'asu lahem sisit al kanfei bigdehem. Kanfei bigdehem, very simple. Bigdehem, according to you, is a wool garment or linen garment. Let's take linen garment for the hypothetical. You're putting your tchelet on it. Tosfot incidentally proves them over here that you have to say that they would have to tie the linen, the string to the beged. Otherwise, it would not be shot there. So Tosfot says you have to make a knot. If you didn't make it up, you just stuck it through the hole. That's not considered attached. So you make a knot. Okay, very good. But bottom line, there's your sharpness. So the Gemara says, "Vetare the Beit Bishmael kol begadim semer ufishtim hem," which means anytime it says the word begadim, it's either, not both, it's either wool or linen. So then when it says, "Vasu lahem sisit kafe bichdehem," what type of begadim are we talking about? Either wool or linen. "V'amar achmana avid le'tchelet." The Torah says, "Put tchelet." That's the blue string. "V'tchelet amrahu," and we know tchelet is wool. Umimai did tchelet amra. So I put, how do you know tchelet is wool? Midishesh kitna. From the fact that shesh, what is shesh? The Kohen wore bigdesh shesh, it says. What is bigdesh shesh? So the Mefarshim explain bigdesh shesh, they explain it to mean bigdesh bad. And what does bad mean? Bad is linen. That's kitna. So if the Kohen has bigdesh shesh, and that's considered the linen, so all the other garments that he's wearing, the tchelet, the argam, must be what? Wool, because we know the Kohen wears wool clothes and linen clothes. Tchelet amrahu. So therefore, we're back to the question, the B Ishmael, what are you telling us? You need this simichut, that you tell me shatnez is going to be shayach to sisit, because it says, what about shatnez gedidin taselach? Even without the simichut, you should know it. You should know from the Beferush Pasuk. You want to read it Rashi? We'll read it Rashi. Look at Rashi, just to get this Kohen business. Tchelet Amra. Midesesh Kitna. Dechtiv, it says in Shemot. Mechnese Bad. This is the Kohen's wearing clothes, his pants. Mechnese Bad Shesh Mozar. ובד היינו פשטים. כדמרת בבד לא קוראים כדמרת בסכת יומה. בד דבר עולה בד בבד. It grows individually. That's linen. תחלת עמרה. תחלת is wool. וכן שאר סבעים האמונים בבגדי כהונה. All the other clothes that have colors by the queen is also wool. For example, ארגמן, תולעת שני, שאין בגדי כהונה אלא מצמר ופשטים. We know the clothes of the queen gadol are either wool or linen. יכתיב בספר יחזקאל ביום הכיפורים בגדי פשטים ילבשו. It says, on Kippur, the queen only wore linen. Implying what? And it says, ולא יעלה עליהם סמר. Implying that all year long, he did wear סמר. שמע מנה, שעבודת החיצונית יש בהם סמר. Which means when he worked outside the clothes, because it's in yad, well, in his clothes, עם פשטן, ולא מן אחר. Now, already once you know that shesh is considered bad, which is linen, then the other garments must be wool. And one of the other garments the Kohen wears is tchelet. So therefore we proved methodically that the tchelet is wool. Beautiful. And we know what? According to the Mishmai, beged is either wool or linen. So there's a linen seat, linen garment with fine wool strings to it. There you go. There's your shatnez. So what do you need? The semichut. So the Gemara is going to say, like, you need it. But there's a famous opinion of Rava. Let me tell you Rava's opinion outside, so you can understand. The pasuk says like this: "V'asul em sisit ala kanaf petil." Right? Kanaf is the corner. You have to make sisit on the corner. Kanaf is the corner of the garment. Rava is a hadush. You know what that means? Kanaf, the kanaf, making sisit. Mean kanaf. The sisit have to be the same species as the corner. Meaning, if let's say you have a silk garment, your sisiyot have to be made out of silk. That's a shita. Mean kanaf. If it's made out of cotton, the garment, the sisiyot have to be made out of cotton. This was the hidush of Rava. Rava then came along and said, oh, but it says also semiru fishtim, which is mashma that you could put any type of strings. That's the way he says. Does mashma not only mean kanaf, you could put any type of strings. So he came along and Rava with his own hadith and said like this: when you have wool or linen strings, they poter all garments. Let's take wool for you. Wool strings? Any garment, that's like
universal
strings. However, anything besides wool or linen strings, you need to be mean kanaf. That's his compromise. That's Rava's shita. Now, let's apply some of Rava's thinking to what Rabbi Ishmael could have said like this. Rabbi Ishmael comes along and says, well, you know what? Those words, semiru fishtim, they're extra. Lord, the last chance is simur pishtim, and from the extra word simur pishtim, I'm going to be doresh the semichut. Because if I didn't have those words simur pishtim, you know what I would have said? I would have said like this: maybe the Bishmael is going to hold. You need mean kanaf, meaning like this: if you have a wool garment, you need wool sisiyot. If you have a linen garment, you need linen sisiyot. And therefore, I wouldn't know that I could put a mixture of sha'atez. I would have thought, maybe it was like Rava. Maybe it was partly like Rava that says, it's got to be mean for the mean. It's got to be exactly what it is. And therefore, that's why the pasuk has to come and tell me, no, semiru fishtim, an extra pasuk to tell me what? That no. That you're able to put semiru fishtim, even if the garment is wool, you want to put linen or linen to the wool, it's mutar. Which means, according to Rava, you cannot put shatnez. You can put wool on anything, but you can't put wool on linen. Mm-hmm. According to Rava, wool is poter everything, but you don't have a special derasha for Rava to tell me I could put the shatnez. He doesn't go with this. He's just telling you wool is the universal, but meaning for silk, for cotton, for all other things. Good. Outside of wool, you gotta have mean kanaf according to Rava. Meaning, if I have, let's say, silk, if I'm not putting wool, the only other item I can put for silk is what?
Silk.
Mean kanaf. So I might have thought that what? Maybe Rabbi Ishmael, he tells me what? He tells me that what? the words Simen u'Pishtim are extra. Without those words Simen u'Pishtim, I might have thought he subscribes to Rava's Shita that says you need Min Kanaf. Therefore, I might have just said wool for wool, linen for linen. That's why I have the extra words Simen u'Pishtim to tell me no. You can put Simen even for a Pishtim garment, a Pishtim even for a Simen garment, and therefore there's no problem. Let's read that inside. Gemara says like this. It's Tariq. I need these pasukim. I need the extra pasuk of Simru Pishtim. Why? Salka datak amina ked Rabba. So I would have thought that maybe he subscribes to an opinion of Rabba. The Rabba Ramekativ. Rabba brings a contradiction in pasukim. What's the contradiction? Hakanaf. Pasuk says, Hakanaf. Asulam as a seat on a kanaf. Right? It's a seat kanaf. You have to have a seat on the kanaf in the corner. So from that he learns mean kanaf. It's the sisyot have to be from the species of the kanaf. Like I told you. Silk strings. Uktib semiru pishtim. But then it's mashma semiru pishtim, which means whatever you want, any type of strings you want. So make up your mind. Does it have to be mean kanaf or semiru pishtim? Any strings you want. Semiru pishtim is mashma, you're opening it up. Like semiru pishtim, any type of strings. So give us haketzat. Semiru pishtim. When it comes to Semen u'Pishtim, not only is it poter itself, Semen to Semen, Pishtim to Pishtim, but even Shalom b'minam, any type of garment. Semen will poter silk, Semen will poter cotton. Sha'ar meaning, but other strings, meaning other type of strings, b'minam potrim, they only poter their species. Silk strings only, silk garment. Shalom b'minam in potrim. That's Rabbah Shita, by the way. That's conclusive. Rabbah holds like that, by the way. Now, I would have adopted some of Rabbah Shita and said, you know what? Maybe Rabbi Yishmael holds like this. Maybe he holds of this business of Min Kanaf. Once you already throw in the Min Kanaf into Rabbi Yishmael, you got rid of your Shabnez rule. Because Min Kanaf only tells me, wool beg. I mean, beggar teaches me what? Wool. Very good. Beggar, huh? Beggar according to Rabbi Yishmael, either wool or
linen.
And then it tells me, put sisit. What type of sisit? I'll tell you, you know when you could use a tchelet wool? When the garment is wool. And by the way, if your garment is going to be linen, do not put wool tchelet. Make the tchelet out of linen. Or don't put tchelet. Tchelet is not ma'akev. Don't put tchelet. Tchelet is not ma'akev, the sisit. And therefore, if I just had the bazook, vasu lahem sisit ha-kafe b'chdehem, oh, he's telling me, oh, beg it, according to Mishmael, the wool linen. And we know the kenet is the wool. No. Maybe I'll tell you, maybe he holds mean kanaf. If you throw in the mean kanaf factor, that means he'll tell me, yes, the garment can be wool or linen. But when it's wool, make sure the strings are only wool. And when it's linen, make sure the strings are only linen. And what about your tchelet? Listen, if it's a linen garment, don't put your tchelet. Don't put it. It's not me'akev, this is yot. Or you know what? Make your tchelet out of linen. Doesn't say you have to make the tchelet out of wool. Make your tchelet out of linen in that case. How do you know that the Rabbi Yishmael allows shatnez? How you know? From the extra word semer u'pishtim. What is this? Again, lo tilbash shatnez, semer u'pishtim, gidilim ta'aselak. That teaches me you can even mix and match. So we read that inside. It's tarikh. I'm sorry, let me read again. Simrus Dibotim Vinam Shalom Vinan, Chaminim Botim Shalom Vinan, Epotim. Bahat Tanad Rabbi Yishmael, Letter the Rabbah. Wait a minute. Rabbi Yishmael, we know he doesn't hold of Rabbah. How do we know he doesn't hold of Rabbah? Because Rabbi Yishmael holds like this. What type of garments are Hayav in Sisit according to Rabbi Yishmael? Only Simrus Pishtim. According to Rabbi Yishmael, if you have a silk garment, now Hayav in Sisit. So the Gemara says, we know the Bishma doesn't hold like Rava. Because Rava holds all garments of Hayav and Sisit. What did he say? If you have a silk garment, silk strings. Right? Mean Kanaf. Well, Rava doesn't, the Bishma doesn't hold like that. What garments, what's the only two garments in the world that Bishma says Hayav and Sisit? Beged. What's Beged? Beged, he says, it's similar. So the Gemara says, hold on. How could you even think that the Bishmael holds of Rava? So we're going to say, you're right. He doesn't hold of everything of Rava, but I might have thought that he holds of one point of Rava, the mean kanaf business. Mm-hmm. And I would say like this: it's tarikh. Sakadatakamina ki diyuka derava. Ha kanaf mean kanaf. I would have thought that he's doresh that one derash, that the kanaf, meaning the siyot have to be from the same species of the corner of the garment. Vaki kamarachmana. Avin the semer, the semer, upishtim the pishtim. Right? Wool for wool, linen for linen. Vichi avidat semer, the semer. Sabre. Good. And when you're doing wool for wool, color one of the wool strings, make sure it's blue for the tcheret. Aba semer the fishtim u fishtim the semer. No. But shatnez, I tell you, no. Which means I agree. He doesn't hold of Rava maybe fully, but he holds of Rava's derash of min kanaf. Once you tell me he holds of Rava's derash of min kanaf, how do you know shatnez? Gemara says, Kitav Rahmana, Semer u'Fishtim. Da'afidu Semer u'Fishtim u'Fishtim la'Semer. And therefore I have the derasha of Semuchim to teach me that even Shanez Mutah. So the conclusion of Gemara. We never got back to our original question the Gemara started off with, which we'll have to get to that on the next Dapim. But bottom line, all the Gemara today was discussing was Aseh Doche. Not Aseh. How do you know it? So somebody asked you, how do you know it? You know it from Sisit. The Simichut of Semer Ufishtim, not Elbas Shatnez, Semer Ufishtim Gidim Taselach. And according to even Rabbi Yehuda, Yidurash Semuchim in Mishneh Torah. Either because it's Mukach, why is it Mukach? Because when you talk about Sisit next to Shatnez, put Sisit in Parashat Sisit. So it's Mukach that Yidurash Semuchim. Or it's extra. What's extra? The Semer u'Fishtim is extra because we know already Semer u'Fishtim from the word Beged. Beged already it teaches me Semer u'Fishtim. So therefore, the Semer u'Fishtim over here is extra. And therefore, but what do you mean? I could have learned it from another pasuk. No, because I might have thought like Ravaz, derash min kanaf. Kabashman, the extra words, Semer u'Fishtim to teach me the Semichut, the Tami Shatnez is permissible. Right, so that's how you know Aseh Dohe Lo Taaseh. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.